So, obviously, one of the biggest questions of me coming back home and getting to play for the Cavs was, what number am I going to wear? And, you know, just to start off, make it easy for everybody, I wanted to wear, you know, something that could just come off the shelf and be put to use right away, that being 24. But, you know, the guys with the Cavs and then, you know, the league have done a great job and kind of granting my wishes and I guess kind of fulfilling a dream. And, you know, I'll be wearing number 22 from here on out. And my dad's jersey will get to stay retired in the rafters. So I couldn't be happier with it. I think that starts next week, right?
Next week.
And I'm thrilled. I've been wearing 22 my whole life, and to get to wear it for the Cleveland Cavaliers is beyond a dream come true.
Larry, you don't mean to turn this in, because I'm not arguing with you here on this, but you said a couple times that you didn't want to do this.
I did not want to do it if my dad's jersey had to come down. I want to wear 22 all the time. I want to wear it with the Lakers, but I'm not. I would never ask Elgin Baylor to take his jersey down. But a little bit different situation. You know, I can't imagine the league has seen anything like this, or will see anything like this for a very long time. So, kind of a special request they let get through the cracks, and I'm ecstatic about it.
You seem so emotional about it now. Can you collect yourself and go out there and just play basketball?
Oh, I'll be good. It's kind of a big deal now, but, you know, the second the clock hits 35, coach walks in here and starts talking game plan. That's where my mind's at.
What was your dad's reaction?
I called him and told him yesterday that we were kind of talking about it, and then got the good news today. So I let him know, and he was just... my dad's a man of few words, so he kind of just let him know with a smile, and, you know, he was excited.
Did you say next week he starts
hunting? Next week.
Why would you
play? They've got 24 printed. You know, they don't have any 22s okay. printed, you know, for the current jersey, so it's got to go through the whole, you know, all that.
Can you tell us how this happened, who you had to talk to, or who helped?
Jeez, could you help me out with that?
The entire organization, marketing.
Yeah, everybody.
Office,
I mean, really.
The league.
Honestly, yes.
Nike, everybody, Nike. I can give you sort of the rundown.
Yeah, the backstory of it.
Did you have to call anyone?
I didn't have to call anybody. The guys at the Cavs did that for me and got it passed. And you know, I think you said it had to be approved by who? Dan and Adam Silver or something or whatever.
No,
and they both gave the thumbs up. So, everybody that did, thank you.
Does this mean high white socks the rest of the year?
This means short shorts and high white socks. Yeah, absolutely.
Is he here tonight, I assume?
Oh, come on. Yeah, absolutely.
Have you got your mom out of the whole basement thing, too? Has that been
resolved? They're actually looking at a house right now, so I think I've got her. Once she kind of got some national attention, she was like, oh, gosh, all right. I guess.
She didn't enjoy being on, like, every sports show in America?
Oh, no. I mean, it was all, you know, it was all for good fun. She appreciates it.